InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, October the 10th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking about censorship today in multiple ways. It just keeps growing. We're going to have the writer of a book about Kermit Gosnell, America's biggest serial killer, longest list of victims. This is an abortionist who is serving three life sentences for killing babies, also killing a woman, an immigrant, a refugee. I mean, she checks all the boxes. Why isn't the left more upset about this? The left is not upset about Kermit Gosnell. The left is upset about anybody who would tell the truth about him. So we're going to talk to one of the authors of a book about Kermit Gosnell, who also did crowdfunding to create a movie that stars Dean Cain and others about what happened with Gosnell and the trial. And even though it's very gruesome, this is a PG-13 movie. It's going to be coming out this Friday, in spite of all the opposition from the mainstream media establishment, and especially from the censors in Silicon Valley. Facebook has censored their ads. Of course, NPR has censored their ads, even though they are not private. We keep hearing this from all the conservatives and libertarians who are pushing back and excusing this behavior of censorship, saying that, well, you know, Google and Facebook are private, so they can do whatever they want. It's fine. They're big corporations. They can make the rules. They don't have to follow the rules. They make the rules for us. And, of course, they've done that for a very long time. And they've used government to do that for a very long time. Now they're just doing it directly themselves. And it's okay. It's great. We love that. We love bad things when it's done by corporations, say conservatives and libertarians. No, censorship is bad. We create government to make sure that people don't do bad things, even if they do them privately to other people. And so, you know, it's not okay to shoot somebody if you do it with a private gun. It's wrong. And it's not okay to shoot information if you do it with a private website or with your private monopoly that you've created and been assisted in creating that private monopoly with the government. So we're going to talk about all the different actions that have been taken against them, how they have been shut down by Kickstarter. They've been censored for their ads. They've had screenings shut down all over the place. Nevertheless, they have persisted. They've made a movie about the book that they did. I've interviewed them before about the book that they wrote about Gosnell, and now they got a movie about it. It's going to be a very powerful movie, and they don't want you to see that. Along the same lines, we've had a 80-some-odd page document leaked to Breitbart about an internal presentation in Google talking about being the good censor. Folks, there is nothing good about censorship. Nothing good about censorship. They, in the document, openly talk about the fact that they used to be the marketplace of free ideas, and now they have made a transition to being politicized publishers. So we're going to talk about their admission of that. The other thing that they're admitting is that they are abandoning the tradition of free speech in America and moving to the tradition of managed speech in Europe. And, of course, we all know that. Of course, they're saying that the only problem with this is that they need to be clear about what their rules are. And I say that as I have received over 6,000 emails from Google, none of them clear about why my channel for this particular program was immediately taken down one day as they were in the middle of purging InfoWars videos from YouTube. They took down everything I did over the last year, and I got no explanation. A complaint has been filed. Your channel has been terminated. I filed official appeals. I have responded in many ways. I've even tried to get to the humans on Twitter and shame them by showing the number of emails, these robotic emails that they just keep sending. No response from anybody. I can't even get a response from the people on Twitter. I did get one response, and it was a non-response, so I know they saw it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome. On this Wednesday, October the 10th, 2018, I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking about censorship. And I know you've heard this, but you haven't heard what's happened. In the last 24 hours, we've had a document released out of Google that talks about being a good censor. You know, don't be evil. Be a good censor, not an evil censor. No, Google is evil, and they have owned it. And I'm going to tell you exactly why they're evil. Before we do, real quickly, there's a libertarian candidate running for Senate in Pennsylvania. And I've talked about censorship and the the corporate face of it. Excuse me. Why it is not really a private issue. Talking about my experience with the Libertarian Party, with third parties, with independent candidates who go through a lot of extra hoops to get on the ballot that the Republicans and Democrats never have to do. And then once you get on the ballot, they'll always find a way to exclude you from the debate. And that's what they have done with the Libertarian candidate in Pennsylvania. This is a candidate, Dale Kearns. He said he was promised a spot multiple times on an October 20th senatorial debate in the Philadelphia media market, only to have the invitation rescinded as the debate neared, apparently at the request of the TV station itself, the press, the mainstream establishment press behind this censorship. And, of course, behind them, the mainstream establishment political parties, the Democrats and Republicans, who have a lot of issues that they don't ever want to have discussed. Do not talk about that. They've got their little left-right paradigm, and they're going to preserve that at all costs. And they will shut down free speech in order to do that. And this is a story from Reason Magazine. They point out that he is an electrical contractor. There's a four-way race. They also had a green candidate. All four candidates have qualified for the ballot, but you can't hear them debate the issues. We can't make up our mind. That information would just be too confusing. It's all the same arguments we hear about social media, isn't it? And they've been making this argument for decades, decades. Oh, it would just be too, you know, when you go into a grocery store, it ought to be like the Soviet Union. They give you one choice right there on the shelf. So you don't get confused with all those different flavors, the soups or the different brands of diapers. No, we'll just make that decision for you because it would be very harmful for you. And that's what they want to do for politics. They tell you it's for your own good. You're too stupid. Or maybe you're too stressed. It's not safe for you. It, you know, gets you out of your safe place. Emails obtained by Reason show that Kern's campaign was twice assured of a spot in a televised debate by executives at the League of Women Voters. And folks, whenever they have all the candidates in, it's usually because of the League of Women Voters. They're the ones who push to have Ross Perot in the presidential debates. But when that happens, they find a way to get the League of Women Voters out. In North Carolina, what they did was, since the League of Women Voters was being fair in their push for debates, they said, well, we're going to set up another organization to sponsor the debates. And that organization will be comprised of various private media companies. And those private media companies will decide who will be on the debates. And that's the way they manage this thing. After the debate had been scheduled for October the 20th on Philadelphia's ABC affiliate WPVI-TV, the League of Women Voters emailed the Libertarians campaign to deliver the bad news. And they said that they didn't feel as if the current polling warranted an invitation. And the new head of the League of Women Voters, who had just been put in, said, well, the fault is mine. I was unclear about what was agreed to, and I should have been more certain about responding. And she promised to work with their partners in the debate to encourage them to include more candidates. You know, because, of course, the Republicans and Democrats do really want to hear all the voices and really do want to discuss the issues so that we can all make this a better country. Yeah, right. On Tuesday, she told Reason that any questions regarding the decision not to invite the Libertarian or Green Party candidates to debate, quote, should be referred to WPVI as it was their decision. Yeah, that's right. WPVI TV then said, well, we have decided that you have to have 10% in the polls. And then even if a candidate doesn't reach that mark, we may consider other factors. If they do, then we may consider other factors as well. Does that sound like what we're hearing from Google and Facebook and these and Twitter and so forth? Well, we have certain vague standards. Now, this is more specific. So you got to get to 10%. But just like we hear from social media, if you don't meet this standard, whether it is objective or subjective, we'll have other things that we'll look at. That's what Jack Dorsey said about Twitter. Well, you know, InfoWars and Alex Jones, they didn't violate the rules, but we're going to look at other things. We'll change the rules, and we'll look at what they do off-platform in a subjective way as well. And that's what these people are saying. Well, your candidates are going to have to show 10% support in the polls to get into the debate, but we're going to have some other things that we'll look at as well. What are those? Well, we don't know. And then that brings up a catch-22 in terms of the polling, because third-party candidates are not typically included in the polls, especially for national races like Senate. And then there's another catch-22, and that is that because they had to go through the ballot qualifying process, collecting signatures and so forth, it's a Sisyphus-type task where you got to push the rock up the hill every year, and then it rolls back down after that election. So because it takes them a while to get on the ballot, they were not officially on the ballot until August. And so the TV station is looking at polls that were taken without them being on the ballot, without them being on the poll. And guess what? They didn't make the 10%. And so this is the kind of head fake and dodges that we're seeing everywhere. But as I've said before, the censorship that we're seeing now is politicized. And it is following a pattern that has historically been present against third parties for a very long time. And it has nothing to do with private companies. That's simply a beard to avoid getting entangled in violations of the First Amendment. So the government uses these corporations to help them censor without violating directly the First Amendment, pretending that they're not violating it. And so the sad news about this is that, again, as I said, Reason, which is a libertarian site, and a lot of conservatives go out there and say, well, this is just a private company. They're doing their own thing, a private organization determining the censorship. And here's what Reason Magazine says. Of course, WPVI is not required to invite anyone to a debate that it hosts. And it is free to exclude any candidate for subjective or for objective reasons. To which I say, no. You're not entitled to censor. That's a bad thing. You're not entitled to censor, just like you're not entitled to stab people on the street or shoot people on the street, beat or rape women. There are certain things that are not acceptable behavior, and censorship is one of them. And we're going to use government to stop the censorship, even when it's done by big corporations that are loved by libertarians and conservatives and loved by liberals when they do what the liberals want them to do. The liberals hate big corporations until they censor on their behalf, and then they love them. But a lot of libertarians and conservatives, even though they say that they hate this, and it's cronyism, and it's big media corporations and so forth, they say, but they're big media corporations, and they can do whatever they want. I like that. It's like, no. This is the public square. This is a public debate. This is a public election, and these people are rigging it. Can't you see what's going on? Get past your abstract free market principles. This is, doesn't have anything to do with free market principles. You're not going to have a free market if you accept this kind of crony capitalism, if you accept this kind of corporate fascism. And that's what's being accepted by libertarians and conservatives. When you allow these giant corporations, big media, big Silicon Valley internet controllers to control our speech. And that's what we're going to be talking about when we come back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Let's talk about what just came out about Google. And as I said in the last segment, we had Reason Magazine, which supports libertarian candidates, supports libertarian philosophies. Unfortunately, they support it to an abstract extreme, saying that it's okay for private TV stations to decide that they're going to band together or even do it individually and shut down a political debate after people have gotten onto the ballot. This is a private corporation exercising censor control over a public debate in the public square. And that's not okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has said that's not okay in 1946. And again, we need to remember that story where you had a company town. Everything was owned privately in this company town. And you had a lady who was a Jehovah's Witness, and she wanted to hand out literature, as they love to do. And she was handing out literature, and they said, "You can't do that. We don't like that." And they threw her off. Well, she went to court, and she sued. And the court said, even if the public square is privately owned, it is still the public square. And the public square includes public debates of candidates who have filed all the paperwork and jumped through all the hoops to get onto the ballot. And it is not the prerogative of ABC or of Google or of Facebook or Twitter to decide who can talk in the public square. We've got to stop embracing this idea of putting private property over free speech, or we're not going to have either. And so in the U.S. and in Europe, we've got regulators investigating Google for exposing information. You know, they had this big leak, and and this site that they were setting up to compete with Facebook called Google Plus, which they've now shut down, hoping that you don't notice it. Because nobody noticed it before. The only time they've noticed it was when all this information leaked out. And so this was a breach at Google. Yes, Google got hacked. And so has the NSA gotten hacked. So has the CIA. So has the Pentagon. So has the Federal Reserve, hacked by the Chinese, by the way, who want to know what's going to be happening with the manipulation of interest rates by the Federal Reserve so they can use it economically. And we've had the credit reporters, which I don't remember which one it was, so I'm not going to say, out of the three, lost 143 million accounts, information about 143 million Americans, just Americans. And, of course, there's other people in other countries that their information got hacked. All your credit information, your bank information, and so forth was hacked from these people. Look, nothing is safe. That's why it is absolute insanity for these politicians to continue to push to put our elections more and more in cyberspace where they can be hacked. We've got West Virginia saying we're going to let people vote on their phones. No, no. You want the Russians and the Chinese to hack the election for real? You do that. Or maybe it's going to be the Democrats and Republicans who are hacking the election in a hacking contest. And so after this was exposed, this information was leaked out by Google. Not selling it this time, just losing it. I guess that's the big problem. Somebody got it for free instead of buying it from Google. Because they sell your information all the time, and the government is fine with that. They've given them legal immunity, as well as all these companies with CISPA. Actually, they called it CISA when they finally got it done. But they fought for a very long time with CISPA, brought that up several times before it got through. It also was put out as SOPA, PIPA, ACTA. They were trying to give protection for these internet companies that have your data to keep them from being sued for turning over your private information to the government whenever it wants it, because that would be a violation of your privacy. And they understand that. So what they have done is given them legal immunity to snitch on you. And of course, they monetize all of your information. That's how they make their money. But in this particular case, somebody got it for free. And so they're upset. And now they're being sued by Connecticut, by New York, by Germany, and by Ireland. Now we've got a man bites dog story. It's no big deal when your information is exposed by these people who are constantly watching you, whether it's the government or the internet controllers out of Silicon Valley. But now we have a situation where somebody has put out information about Google itself, and they leaked it to Breitbart. As RT points out, internal research commissioned by Google confirms their Orwellian-scale censorship powers. It says that free speech is a utopian idea. A utopian idea! No, censorship is a dystopian idea that is now being embraced by these people. It's not a utopian idea. We have always had free speech. It's not an idea. It's not an ideal. It was something that was practiced in America. Because America, as I said yesterday, is not about immigration. America was created for liberty. It was created so that we could have the free exercise of religion. Not just something that we practice in our closet. Not just something that is in our mind. Something that we actively do in the public space. And of course, the establishment, politicians, and the Supreme Court have said that you can't freely exercise in the public square your religion. Oh, and that's a lie, and that needs to be overturned. But now they're saying you can't exercise your free speech in the public square either. Whether that public square is physical or whether it is cyberspace, they want to shut that down. It is a utopian idea, they said. And they want to create, listen to this, this is a quote, this is a phrase from the Google presentation. They want to create ordered spaces for safety and civility. That's their new mission. Ordered spaces for safety. Safe spaces where there's no speech that they hate. The name of the briefing, and it was leaked to Breitbart, says everything. The Good Censor. That's the title of this briefing. The Good Censor, from the people who said, don't be evil. And they say that Google, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter have been moving away from the quote-unquote American tradition of free speech and towards the European tradition, which prefers dignity over liberty and civility over freedom. Now, let's unpack this. You don't have dignity without liberty. Without liberty, you are a slave. Slaves do not have dignity. Without liberty, you are a slave. Slaves do not have security. Without liberty, you are a slave. Slaves are never safe. So when you think you're going to trade your liberty for dignity, for security, for safety, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. And as Benjamin Franklin said, those kinds of idiots who would trade liberty for the promise of security deserve neither. And history has shown us that you get neither. But of course, now we've got the people at Google playing you for fools. Playing you for fools. And we're letting them get away with it. They said, tech firms, and this is a quote from their presentation, tech firms have gradually shifted away from unmediated free speech and towards censorship and moderation. Moderation, yeah. moderation in defiance of tyranny is no virtue. they want to create the well-ordered spaces for safety and civility, as I said. And now they're assuming the new roles, as they put it, of publisher and editor. And in that graphic, we'll show you in just a minute, they say that we used to be all about freedom and a free market and the free marketplace of ideas. But now it has shifted. And now we're about a platform that is politicized, that is a publisher, that is an editor. And as RT points out, this could cause some legal problems for them. And we'll tell you why when we come back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from Infowars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, Infowars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfowarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalist may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at this document that was leaked to Breitbart. It was a presentation that was put together for Google. It was a briefing that was co-authored by Jason Ponton, a tech journalist and a former editor-in-chief of MIT Technology Review. And, of course, it's the mainstream journalists who are pushing censorship now in America, especially because they think that they can maintain their monopoly in the press by shutting down the concept of the free press, and especially by shutting down the concept of free speech, because those are two distinct things. Free speech is your right. Those of you listening to me now, the common people in America, we the people, that's our right. So, yes, it's important to have a professional press that is dedicated on a full-time basis to try to see what's going on here and to try to truthfully and transparently explain this to you, which is not what we're seeing from the mainstream media by people like the New York Times, others, Washington Post, and so forth. They're not doing this truthfully. They're not doing it transparently. I'll have something to say about that when we talk about flu vaccines. I've got a little bit of news to give you about flu vaccines and how the New York Times and others are lying to you in that. But your free speech is your ability to be able to see the information that is out there, whether you witness it personally or whether you see information that's put out there by various press organizations. You weigh that information, you decide about that, and you should have the ability to comment on that. Say, I agree with this because, or I disagree with this because. They don't like that. They hate that. And that's exactly what this document is talking about more than anything. So this is an 85-page document. When you look at the Breitbart articles about it, you'll see the link to the Scribd article. They've put it up, posted it up on Scribd. So you can scroll through the thing and you can see it for yourself. I'm going to read you some of the excerpts from it. Here's one of the excerpts. Coming from this so-called journalist, says that tech firms themselves have been undermining the utopian idea of free speech. That's a utopian idea. And he says things like this. He says, Richard Spencer doesn't get to be a verified speaker. Milo gets kicked off. But I know plenty of pretty abusive feminist users or left-wing users who are expressing themselves in exactly the same way that the right is being penalized for, and who are permitted to perform certain kinds of speech. And then he warns that if you take that kind of politicized approach, like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube are taking, you're going to get into a lot of trouble. Yes, they are. Yes, they are, because they are now openly embracing being publishers. And the Communications Decency Act gave them certain exemptions as tech platforms, saying that they weren't publishers, and so they didn't have to accept responsibility for this. But now they are repeatedly accepting responsibility for content. They're becoming editors and publishers of content. And that takes away their protections under the Communications Decency Act. And they have also admitted, as Jack Dorsey did, five times he admitted that Twitter is a public square, and yet he thinks that he should be able to censor it because he's a big corporation. And so do a lot of idiot libertarians, like Reason Magazine, a lot of idiot conservatives out there, but it's private, so they can do whatever they want. No, no. As I said before, you don't get to violently attack people. You don't get to shoot people, stab people, rape people, assault people, because it's done on your private property. There are certain fundamental human rights that you do not violate, and free speech is one of those, especially if it is in the public square, if it's in a public election, if you're trying to silence people who are on the public ballot for the election. You don't get to do that. And that has been tolerated for a very long time in the name of private property. It's still being done, as I began the segment talking about that, how it's being done. Latest example, Pennsylvania. League of Women Voters are going to have the candidate in there, and then the local TV station says, nope. The ABC affiliate says, nope, we're not going to do that. You're going to have to get to 10% in the polls, but that's okay. You weren't in the polls, so we're just going to exclude you. We do the polls, and we don't put your name in the polls. But you have to get 10% in the polls, but we're not going to put your name in the polls. And oh, by the way, we're going to look at polls that were done before you officially were placed on the ballot. Yeah, that's the way it's done. So as Breitbart's talking about this 85-page report that was leaked to them, on page 81 through 84, they say Google might continue to shift with the times. This is, again, from the Google internal report that says the good censor. And they're going to be policing the tone of people that are on their platform. Google might continue to shift with the times, changing its stance on how much or how little it censors due to public, governmental, or commercial pressures. If it does, acknowledgement of this shift in position means for users and for Google is essential. Shifting blindly or silently in one direction or another rightly incites users' fury. So this guy who they've invited to look at the landscape and analyze what they're doing and explain to them how they could do it better says, you know, when you arbitrarily change the rules here, and you don't explain them to people, and you don't follow your own rules, it gets people angry. Uh-huh, yeah, it sure does. Like me, 6,500 emails, not one explanation of what I did, or identifying a single video, but just canceling the channel for this program on YouTube, and then not responding to any emails, not responding to any appeals on Twitter to the humans, assuming that there are some there, and not responding to the formal appeal either. So this document also goes on to recommend clear explanations of how censorship works on Google. And they even quote George Soros' advice on how to justify censorship. And they say, we need to do a better job of explaining our censorship. And I would suggest that they do this, because this is really, maybe they should just be truthful with people. You know, when they were exposed, violating people's privacy, you know, continuing to track you with Google Maps, even when you told them, don't track me, and so forth. They just changed their terms of service. They didn't stop the practice, right? They just, oh, okay, well, we'll just make this change and, you know, click on this that you have read this 50-page legal document, and then you can use our product again. You can use the maps. So they just changed their legalese. They don't stop their practices. So I know they're not going to stop censorship. So maybe what they should do is just put a great big disclaimer up there saying, because I'm a big corporation, I make the rules. And because I'm a big corporation, I don't have to follow any rules, not any rules from the government, and not any rule, not even the rules that I make. Because I'm a big corporation, I can do whatever I want because I'm Google or I'm Facebook or I'm Twitter. And especially because I'm a Democrat, right? The Democrats can do whatever they want and get away with it. We see that over and over again, the double standard. But, you know, corporations have been writing the rules, writing the laws for a very long time. We've called it in the past regulatory capture. Now we just call it fascism because that's what it is. Another example that they put out of users behaving badly is President Trump. And they said, look at this tweet from President Trump during the 2016 campaign. It accused Google of biasing its search engine to favor Hillary Clinton. And as Breitbart rightfully points out, the claim was backed up by independent research. But Google, in their briefing, says that was a conspiracy theory. It also complains, and again, this is the good censor. Be the good censor, Google. Don't be evil. Be a good censor. So this is part of their briefing that they got. Also complains about a level playing field that was created by social media, in which everything looks like the New York Times. The briefing warns that crummy politicians jump on the confusion to expand their influence. Now, what kind of crummy politician would they be talking about? Would they be thinking about Donald Trump when they're calling some politicians crummy? Sure it is. And they said the fact that everyone has a voice is a problem. Everyone's got a voice. Little guys and girls can now be heard, and they hate that you can be heard. It's called free speech.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress.
with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We have the blueprint on how Google is going to be a good censor. In praise of censorship. And they got together with, they interviewed an MIT Tech Review editor-in-chief, Jason Ponton, Atlantic staff writer, tech critic, Franklin Foer, an academic, and 35 cultural observers and 7 cultural leaders from 7 countries on 5 continents, telling Google how they can do censorship better and why it needs to be done and why the American model of free speech doesn't work, why the American idea of a free press and free speech. It's just a utopian idea, and we're not going to do that anymore. It's a very damning article, and there's a series of articles about it on Breitbart, because this document was released to Breitbart. They've put it up on Scribd. It's an 85-page document. You can see it for yourself. We've been going through some excerpts of it. Let's play somebody who works for Breitbart explaining this, giving an overview and showing you some of the screens. Let's go ahead and play that clip, video clip 15.
New document leaked exclusively to Breitbart News. We can say conclusively that yes, Google has been lying to you. The Good Censor is an 85-page internal briefing that was leaked to Breitbart News from within the company. The document admits that in contrast to its public statements, Google and other tech companies have indeed shifted towards censorship in recent years. It acknowledges that these companies not only control the majority of speech on the internet, but that they initially promise free speech to their users only to abandon it later. It describes free speech as a utopian idea, the flaws of which were exposed by the so-called bad behavior of its users. The briefing also takes a swipe at President Donald Trump, arguing that he spread conspiracy theories during the 2016 election. Now, Google has many far-left employees who develop radical proposals for company policy that never go anywhere, but this wasn't the random pet project of a lone employee. They consulted with academics, journalists, authors. They commissioned independent analysis to back up their findings. Clearly, Google invested resources in this briefing. Now, the document can be read in full on Breitbart News, and I would recommend you go and check out the whole thing. It shows you where the internet is headed, away from the initial principles of free speech and openness on which it was founded, and toward the censored, controlled space watched over by a few unaccountable corporations who do as they please. And for conservatives and populists, who are identified again and again in this briefing as the justification for online censorship, this is nothing less than the greatest existential threat they have ever faced.
That's absolutely right. I tell you what, the pen is mightier than the sword, and you should view this with the same kind of alarm as if they were coming out with total gun confiscation like they did in Australia. Because what Google is doing is total speech confiscation. Taking away a free press as well as your free speech. Make no doubt about it. You are the center of this. You, the end user. Everyone has a voice. That's the problem, they say in their presentation. Everyone has a voice. The little guys and girls can now be heard. Emerging talent, revolutionaries, whistleblowers, campaigners. But everyone else can be heard, too, that is shouting loudly. Well, that's the problem. You got somebody shouting loudly, somebody's speech you don't like. Well, shut them down and shut down the whistleblowers, the campaigners, the revolutionaries. Shut them down. Shut down Mr. and Mrs. America. You know, just like Dianne Feinstein said, if I could have said it, I would say, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your guns. Well, Google is saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, shut up. You don't get a voice in any of this, and you don't get due process either. We're going to take that away from you. And then you've got the idiots, the quislings, on the side of this saying, oh, well, they're a private corporation. They can do whatever they want. And I've explained to you over and over again how they were set up and assisted in becoming these de facto monopolies by DARPA, by the Pentagon, by these people in the government who are now trying to take down President Trump. They just weren't the best people on earth to do this stuff. They were assisted in doing this. They picked the people that they wanted to do this because they knew that they would eventually do this. They would lure you in with free stuff and with the promises of freedom and then take it away from you. As they're saying on here, we're shifting towards censorship. And then they show in their own presentations. Here's some quotes from Google in the past. 2004, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, in their IPO letter back in 2004 when they were started, they said, Google's atmosphere, creativity, and challenge has helped us to provide unbiased, accurate, and free access to information for those who rely on us around the world. Now, today, we know that Google is no longer a search engine. It is a propaganda engine to steer you when it comes to politics. Then they have a quote from Facebook. Facebook said Mark Zuckerberg in 2012 Manifesto for Investors, Facebook is a tool to create a more honest and transparent dialogue around government. The result will be better solutions to some of the biggest problems of our time. No longer. Here's Twitter. In 2017, the CEO, Dick Costolo, said Twitter is the free speech wing of the free speech party. That sounds like a parody coming from The Onion, doesn't it? In light of what they've been doing, to say that Twitter is the free speech wing of the free speech party? That was just 2017. The lies and the hypocrisy have now been exposed. And then finally, this graphic that shows on the one side is a fulcrum, and it looks like a seesaw. And what used to be there on that side, there you go, what used to be up high was to create unmediated marketplaces of ideas. But now it shows that all of the social media companies and Google are now down on the other side. That all their weight has gone down on the seesaw, and it has tipped towards politicized editor and publisher. One of the other things that they say about this is that they say that everyone has a voice. They said the problem is everything looks like the New York Times on the net, and it's harder to separate fact from fiction. Do you really want to be compared to the New York Times? Are they the gold standard? As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about flu vaccines. I don't know if I'm going to have that much time to talk about it in this segment. I'll get to it in the next if I don't. Did 80,000 Americans really die from the flu, or is this big pharma propaganda put out by the New York Times? That's right. The New York Times is lying to you when it tells you that 80,000 people died of the flu last winter and that it's the highest death toll yet. Oh, but they are the gold standard, right? Yeah, not really. Not really. So, folks, I just want to tell you how you can support free speech here at InfoWars. Because, you know, as people say, freedom is not free. It's not free to run a free press. It has to be paid for some way. Now, in honor of a free press and free speech, we're giving you free shipping on all of our products, all of our InfoWars Life products at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're also giving you 50% off. We've never done this on all of our InfoWars Life products before, and I said free shipping as well. For example, we got BrainForce Plus, 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12, 50% off with free shipping. Our Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that also has nano silver to combat bacteria as well as virus. That is 50% off with free shipping. We've got Knockout, 50% off with free shipping. Alpha Power, 50% off. Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill, 50% off with free shipping. All of it, free shipping. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com because that's what supports our free press and your free speech, your ability to see, hear, and share stuff. All right, so let's talk about whether or not the New York Times is really the gold standard on all this. You know, President Trump weighed in on the flu vaccine back in 2015. He did an interview with on Sirius XM Radio with Opie Radio. And this is what he had to say back in 2015 about the flu vaccine.
Donald, do you get the flu shot every year?
No.
Why?
No, I don't know. I've never had one. And thus far, I've never had the flu. I don't like the idea of injecting bad stuff into your body, which is basically what they do. And I guess this one has not been very effective to start off with, but the last one. But I've never had a flu shot, and I've never had the flu. I better knock on wood. Where's some wood around?
How is it that you've never had the flu with all the business you've done over the years? You're always shaking hands. That's how you get sick.
I am shaking hands, and I just don't understand it myself. But I have friends that religiously get the flu shot, and then they get the flu. You know, that helps my thinking because I say, why am I doing this? And then I've seen a lot of reports that the last flu shot is virtually totally ineffective. I've passed on it, but that doesn't mean people should pass.
I know how you're going to get the flu. You're a healthy guy, and I'll bet when those flu germs show up, you go, you're fired.
Well, I fired them immediately.
Immediately, right?
No, all right, let's hold it right there.
The deal is, my wife's
out of time. And I want to tell you that it's not just President Trump. 60% of healthcare professionals don't want flu shots. And they're concerned about not only its ineffectiveness, but also about side effects. The National Vaccine Information Center said there's over 200 viruses that can cause flu and flu-like illnesses. Of course, when the CDC sees that, they tell the doctors, hey, if somebody comes in with flu-like symptoms, don't take a strain and send it to us for testing. We're too busy. Just diagnose it as the flu and send us the updated count. But at best, vaccines are only effective against influenza A and B, which only represent about 10% of circulating viruses. Maybe that's why they're so ineffective. Stay with us.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's just purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA. which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
So I just played for you President Trump back in 2015 with an interview where he said, no, I've never had a flu shot. I've never had the flu. I don't like the idea of injecting bad stuff into your body. I've got friends who religiously get the flu shot, and they get the flu. That, you know, helps my thinking on this. He says, I've seen a lot of reports that the last flu shot is virtually totally ineffective. So that was Donald Trump in 2015. So fast forward to 2018, January, and Time Magazine is, did the president get the flu shot? Did President Trump get the flu shot? I don't think so. And so they show in their article, they show pictures of Obama and they show pictures of President Ford saying that they're getting vaccinated. I don't know if they're getting vaccinated. I mean, I don't know what they're being shot up with. Do you? If they're actually being shot up with? They've got pictures of them with nurses and so forth. Maybe they're getting a vaccine. Maybe they're getting the flu vaccine. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're getting something else. I don't know. Maybe they're dumb enough to do that. I hope you're not dumb enough to do that. I'll tell you why it's stupid in just a moment. But again, they come back and so has President Trump had the flu vaccine? That remains unclear. Multiple requests to the White House about the president's inoculation status went unanswered. Why is Time Magazine so concerned about that? Well, because their sponsors are big pharmaceutical companies. Same reason that the New York Times is fear-mongering about 80,000 people dying last year. No, they didn't. And I'll explain to you why they didn't here. We'll break down the real data. They said President Trump has no legal obligation to get a flu vaccine, says Time Magazine, or to make it public whether or not he's received one. And but they're really hoping that he does, even though he says it's not effective. And the reason it's not effective is because they have to guess, and they don't know. Each year before the quote-unquote flu season, we'll talk about why there is no such thing as a flu season, before the flu season begins, a vaccine is created where they guess what the flu is going to be. We think they're going to get it right with 200 strains out there known and other strains being created by mutation, by their own vaccination process? Of course not. Of course not. And then, of course, there's the bad stuff, as President Trump said. You know, there's I don't like the idea of injecting bad stuff into your body. As I said before, 60% of healthcare professionals don't want the flu vaccine because they're concerned, say it's not effective, and I'm putting bad stuff into my body. So all the people out there who are trolling President Trump on that, here's some of the bad stuff that's in there. You got polysorbate 80. It's an emulsifier. So just inject some of that into your veins there. Same stuff you put in salad dressing. Stabilizers like MSG. Preservatives like thimerosal, which is also mercury. Or things to irritate your immune system, like formaldehyde, which is a neurotoxin. And so, yeah, that's some of the bad stuff that's in there. Maybe you should read the insert to find out what's in there. Maybe you should also take a look at some of the epidemiological studies. I just had Lori Martin of the Mom Street Journal on this week, and she had published an article talking about how even mainstream media has reported that miscarriages of pregnant women who get the flu vaccine have increased by sevenfold 2 years in a row. You hear that? Increased by sevenfold 2 years in a row. And she got on to all of this because she had a pregnant friend who got a vaccine, and she now has a child who has severe damage that they're going to have to deal with for the rest of that child's life and the rest of the mother's life. In February last year, the U.S. Special Claims Court, a vaccine settlement statement, said that there was a 1,200% increase in money that was paid out to people who were damaged by the flu shot. It increased from $4.9 million to $60 million. And so, is the New York Times that gold standard? Are they correct about 80,000 people No, they are not. Actually, I don't have time to get into this story. It's a great story that's up on Zero Hedge. But basically, they break it down. There's a lot of fear-mongering. There's a lot of lies and astroturfing. Are all those Facebook posts out there, are those organic? Or are those trolls and bots that are being put out there by big pharmaceutical companies? There's the guilt. There's the crowd that is playing on you in the same way they did with the ASH experiment. And then you've got the people arguing from a position of authority, just like the Milgram experiment. That's what they use to pressure you.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking about the Gosnell movie. Gosnellmovie.com is where you can find out information about this. It's going to be hitting theaters this Friday, 750 theaters. The people who are exposing the crimes of Kermit Gosnell, an abortionist who is now serving multiple life sentences, and of course the subtitle for this is America's most prolific serial killer, and that really is true. That is really what the trial of America's biggest serial killer. That's the name of the film, Gosnell, the trial of America's biggest serial killer. It's very difficult for them to make this movie. It is a good example of how the establishment media and the establishment lords of the internet, like Facebook and others, are doing everything they can to keep you from getting this information. Establishment media, establishment politicians don't want you to hear or see this. They've tried to stop it on Kickstarter. They made it anyway. And we're going to talk to him about the movie and about the attacks that they've had. But before we get him on, we're still trying to establish contact with him. I want to finish up with what I was saying about the flu season. We had that authority of the media, the New York Times. Remember, it was Google and the Good Censor. That's the document that has been leaked to Breitbart, 85-page document. It was put together. They spent a lot of money putting this together. They've got 30, 40 different sources in multiple countries, several continents. They've made an international push to make the case for censorship and why the American model of free speech should not be there anymore. We need to have dignity, not liberty, they said. I guess that's the way they explain their obsession with hate speech. And we're going to talk about one thing that they hate, and that is the truth about abortion, when we get Phil McClear on to talk about the Gosnell movie. But let's finish with this propaganda coming from mainstream media and big pharmaceutical companies that fund mainstream media. And that's true whether it's the New York Times or whether it's the cable news, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, or even Fox News. Much of what they do is paid for by big pharmaceuticals. So they're all going to push this flu shot nonsense. And there was a great article on Zero Hedge from Daisy Luther's Organic Prepper blog. And they went through the various issues that are involved here. First of all, they lie to you. They pump up fear, saying 80,000 people. Well, it might as well be 80 million. 80,000 people died last year. I'll tell you why that story is a lie. But they'll also give you the guilt trip. Well, you know, it's if you're not doing this for your kids, you're just not taking care of them. They call flu season like it is a foregone conclusion. And as this article says, last time I checked, we only have four seasons. I don't see flu season on the calendar. And then they tell you things like, get your flu shot. So that it's not my flu shot. It's your flu shot, Big Pharma. And it doesn't belong to me. I'm not buying it. And I'm not letting it get injected into me, even if it's being done as part of a marketing event for free. They try the emotional warfare. You got the vaccine pushing trolls, using horror stories, using graphic imagery to sway undeciders to go ahead and vaccinate. And then you've got things that aren't said, like the CDC chief who said earlier this year, 85% of children who died from the flu this season were unvaccinated. But that doesn't mean that they were never vaccinated. It could mean that they didn't receive this year's vaccine. All of that is the pressure from the crowd to do the right thing. And again, go back to that mid-20th century experiment in the 1960s by Ash, where you take one person and you put them in a room with a crowd of people where the crowd of people is giving them the wrong answer, obvious wrong answer, which of these lines is the same length. So they show you one line, and then they flip the card over, and they show you three lines. And they say, which one of these lines was the same length as the one that we just showed you on the other side? If they don't have a crowd of people giving you the wrong answer, 99% of the people got the right answer. Now, 99% of the time, they gave the right answer. If they've got a crowd of people deliberately giving the wrong answer, only 25% of the people would always give the right answer. About 70% of the time, you would get the wrong answer, but only 25% of the people never gave the obviously wrong answer. That's the power of peer pressure. And then there's the power of authority figures to pressure you. That's the Milgram experiment, where they're telling people, give this person an increasing electrical charge. There it is right there. That's the Ash experiment. You can see the one line, and then they flip it over. And it's a very obvious answer. Which one of these is the same length as the one that I just showed you, A, B, or C? Then there's the Milgram experiment, where you got some authority figure telling you to shock the person on the other side when they give the wrong answer. And then they increase the voltage until it gets up to a level that they tell you is lethal. And the people would do it anyway. It's what we saw at the Nuremberg trials. They said, well, I was just following orders when I executed those people in the prison camp. So the authority figures, most, as they say in this article, most humans are afraid of authority. And they're afraid of confrontation. And it's easier to acquiesce when someone who acts like an authority figure comes down on you with forceful tactics, you know, like the doctor. Oh, you better get this shot. Come at you with authority. And also, not just from the fact that they are a doctor, but many times implied threats if you don't get vaccinated. Yes, as parents, we have experienced that. And as this article says, the more you say no, however, the easier it gets. I have learned that's one of the most powerful things to say no to people. And it does get easier. The more you say no, especially to the authority figures, get in the habit of saying no to authority figures. Don't just question authority. Tell them no. There's no question. I am not going to do what you have to say. Not without my consent, you're not going to do this. And then they point out live virus injectable vaccines, typically other vaccines besides the flu vaccine, this newer technology allows live virus vaccines to be introduced as a vector or a Trojan horse. In this type of vaccine, the live virus introduces a piece of DNA into the body. And you can't undo that. You can't unvaccinate that once that DNA has been put into the body. You can't truly remove foreign DNA. Epstein-Barr virus, other herpes viruses are all DNA viruses. So why would we be doing this type of thing? And there actually is a form of live virus with one of the flu mist. It is a live virus vaccine that is administered nasally. And then when you ask, why are people getting the flu so frequently after they get a flu shot, when most of the flu shots are not a live virus? Well, your body is trying to fight off these chemicals that you put in there. Things like formaldehyde, possibly things like thimerosal or mercury. These things that are adjuvants that are there to irritate your immune system. They take down your immunity, and they can actually provoke things like autoimmune disease and other neurological diseases. And so they point out it's very important when we look at this and say, so when we get to this bottom line, did 80,000 people die, as New York Times is saying, of the flu? You have to make a distinction between the actual flu and people who have flu-like symptoms, because there's a lot of different diseases that can cause flu-like symptoms. And as a report every year, the CDC is so busy, they say, that they don't want you, the doctors, to send tests to them to be evaluated as to whether or not it's influenza. So if they say, if they've got flu-like symptoms, things like a fever or runny nose or headache or body aches, just call it the flu. And then send us the tally and we'll increase it. We'll increase the sum on our end. They said the majority of individuals who manifest these symptoms, who make a trip to their medical doctor, are diagnosed with the flu with no further testing. Keep in mind that most of the people that die from flu-like symptoms that haven't necessarily been diagnosed as, or tested as the flu are dying from pneumonia. And so they lump all of the pneumonia deaths over the last 40 years together and say these are all flu deaths. And they said, according to their figures, when they look at it, and they've actually gone through the list, not 80,000 people, but 216 people have died as a result of confirmed flu. And that's not just last year. That's in 13 years, from 1997 to 2010. And yet the New York Times will tell you 80,000 people died just last year. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 to 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't
let life weigh you down? Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. There's a very powerful movie that's going to be debuting this Friday, October the 12th. It's called Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. It's about the trial of Kermit Gosnell and what he did that got him three life sentences. The establishment media, the establishment internet powers, the establishment politicians don't want you to see this film. They have done everything they can to keep this quiet. We're talking to one of the people behind it, Phelim McAleer. And this movie is rated PG-13. It's going to be opening in 750 theaters nationwide again this Friday, October the 12th, starring Dean Cain, Earl Billings, and Phelim, thank you for joining us. I want to find out more about this and your struggle to get this to the screen.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, well, I mean, you said it, you know, this is the movie they don't want you to see. It's like an A to Z of all the establishment media and all the establishment internet companies just all deciding that this has to be shut down and doing their best to do that.
Yeah, and I want to go through all the stuff that happened. But first, a little bit about the movie. This has got Dean Cain, the guy that has played Superman on television, Earl Billings, a large cast. Is this a dramatization instead of a documentary?
It's a dramatization, yeah. It's a true story. Dramatization, relying heavily on the court documents. You know,
So it's about the trial.
About the trial, yeah. I mean, yeah. And I want to emphasize to people, although it's about a murder, you know, it's not gory. It's not a horror show. It's PG-13. Mm-hmm. You can bring your teenage children to it.
That's good. That's great. But it is a horrific situation, and it is something that the mainstream is horrified for people to understand what's truly going on here. Tell us a little bit about your fight to get this produced. First, you got shut down when you tried to crowdsource it through Kickstarter, but you still wound up raising $2.3 million to get this film run through. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Kickstarter. So, you know, Kickstarter, we'd raised money through Kickstarter before, and, you know, but as you guys know, they can just suddenly change the rules, you know? Said, hey, you want to do this one? And, you know, they're supposed to write back in 48 hours. They didn't write back. They kept putting us off. And eventually they wrote and said, look, you can't do this fundraising here. You can't use the word murder to describe this. And I'm going, I'm thinking, he's in prison.
He's been sentenced to three life sentences for murder. Yeah. But you can't use the word murder, right?
Yeah. It would offend their community guidelines. And I'm going, well, I don't want to be part of any community that starts off with a lie, you know? So yeah. I said, thanks, but no thanks. So I went over to Indiegogo to do it. But, you know, it's just been one thing after another. You know, we try to take advertising, sponsor a program on NPR. Yeah, no problem. Just you can't call them, you can't use the word murder or abortion doctor in the same sentence. Even though he was convicted of murder and even though he was an abortion doctor and even though NPR,
well, you know, I wonder, there's been some Kickstarter stuff out there for Dr. Ford, who accused Kavanaugh of sexual assault. I wonder if in those crowdsourcing fundraisers, if they use the terms sexual assault, because, you know, that was never adjudicated or anything. This guy, however, is a convicted murderer, but you can't talk about that, even though he's had his due process. You can't use that word. Yeah, talk to us a little bit about this advertising ban with NPR, because it was John Sullivan, who's the executive producer, right, who went there and tried to get ads there. And I've got the proposed ad here in front of me. It was going to say, support for this NPR program comes from the film Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. The film is a true story of abortionist Kermit Gosnell, a story the mainstream media tried to cover up because it reveals the truth about abortion. And so then the mainstream media, NPR, covered it up, except that they're not just mainstream media. They're not just some private organization. They are taxpayer-funded.
Yeah, they're taxpayer-funded. We even agreed. We said, okay, abortionists might have attitude. Let's call him an abortion doctor. They wouldn't even call him an abortion doctor. And we did a quick Google on NPR, and they have called him an abortion doctor in the past. But no, that wasn't going to work now. So, you know, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to use every means necessary. And by the way, as you say, NPR, they're taxpayer-funded. We're paying for them. But our ads aren't allowed on their network, you know?
I've got a quote from you. When they came back and they said, well, you know, can't call him an abortionist. They said, okay, we'll call him an abortion doctor. They said, no, you'll have to call him Philadelphia Dr. Kermit Gosnell. And you said, our movie isn't about a podiatrist, a cardiologist, or a proctologist. It's about a doctor who performs abortions, and they wouldn't let you do that. This taxpayer-funded NPR, of course. The mainstream media does not want you to hear the truth of what happened there.
Yeah. They want to shut this down, and that's, you know, the mainstream media refused to cover this story at the beginning, and that's why we need people to come out this Friday, this Saturday, this Sunday, the opening weekend, really show the mainstream media that the cover-up stops here, that they're not going to get away with it. I mean, the biggest culprit of all was Facebook. I mean, it was unbelievable. Facebook, they have turned down 30 of our ads for boosting. 30.
Wow.
They won't allow us to boost our ads, you know? So, I mean, it's amazing. It's stunning what they're at.
What kind of ads are you trying to run on Facebook?
Oh,
what does that look
really
like?
Really radical ads. One of the ads was a picture. So Dean Cain, the actor, has been on talking to Tucker Carlson on the TV about the film. One of the ads was a picture, a screen grab of Tucker talking to Dean Cain. And that was too offensive for Facebook.
I don't know if they're offended by Tucker Carlson or abortion more. I mean, it's like, but that's Facebook for you now. That's the Facebook. And, of course, I was talking earlier about how Google has this presentation that's been leaked, the Good Censor. They're embracing all of this now. Now, at the same time, Facebook is shutting you down. As you pointed out, they're allowing Planned Parenthood and NARAL, which is a National Abortion Rights League, they're allowing them to continue to advertise, even though you can't show a picture of the actor who is in the movie, Gosnell movie. You can't show him with Tucker Carlson because they don't want anybody to know what abortion really looks like. They're putting out Planned Parenthood and NARAL ads.
That's the world we live in. We're not allowed to do simple ads. While all these other organizations are allowed to advertise the cows come home. I mean, I think we need to, people were great when we crowdfunded. 30,000 people raised $2.3 million. But now, you know, we need them to come out and support us one more time. Big opening weekend. Show these guys that the cover up stops and this is not going to work.
Well, I tell you what, we used to go to the movies fairly frequently, after the content began to change more and more, in the last couple of years, I haven't gone to any movies, but this is going to be one movie that I'm going to go to because I want to support what you've done, and I want to see it, quite frankly. It looks like a great film. It looks very interesting, and it's a dramatization. It is not a documentary, and this is a very, very serious story. Folks, Christians were very late getting to this situation of abortion. These people have established this in law, and they've established it in culture before we ever started even talking about the issue. It's time we confront the truth. We'll be right back with more from Bellen McAleer.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life.
Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to author and investigative journalist and now filmmaker, Bella McAleer, about Gosnell, the movie. And actually, that's not the actual title of it. The actual title is Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. This is the movie that the establishment doesn't want you to see. But it's going to be opening at 750 theaters nationwide. It's rated PG-13. It is a dramatization of the trial of Kermit Gosnell, a guy who is serving three life sentences. We're going to talk a little bit about what he did to get into why he is serving three life sentences. But again, it's going to be opening this Friday, October the 12th. And we've been talking about the many different efforts to censor it from the beginning, trying to shut down its crowdfunding. Kickstarter wouldn't let them do it, so they did it somewhere else. They raised $2.3 million. They've got some big-name stars in this. They've got Earl Billings. They've got Dean Cain. And, of course, Dean Cain has been in the news recently. They had Tom Arnold confront him and called him a racist because he was speaking at the Values Voters Summit. And I think Tom Arnold needs to go back and listen to that old Jim Croce song. You know, you don't spit into the wind, and you don't tug on Superman's cape. I think he needs to get a lesson with that. But I think it's great that we've got people who are not intimidated by this groupthink, by this mafia attitude. You'll never work in this town again if you don't push our values. And so hats off to Dean Cain for standing up for what he values and for calling evil, evil. It's very important to do that. And hats off to fellow McAleer for doing that as well. I want to play the trailer for this, Bellum, before we go back and talk a little bit about something else that happened with a planned screening event here in Austin, Texas. That's a very interesting thing that happened recently. And here's a little bit of the trailer for the movie, Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, that's going to be opening this Friday, October the 12th.
All right, listen up. We are looking for anything that looks like drugs or paraphernalia.
Philadelphia Police Department, we have a search warrant.
What is that smell?
Man, you gotta see this. Is this normal?
I don't know. I've never been in an abortion clinic before.
You are not gonna believe what I saw last night.
How many?
So far, we found over 30 of them.
Healthy woman goes into a clinic, comes out dead, and there's no police report?
Files have been moved recently.
Look at this.
You'll be the prosecutor who went after reproductive rights, and you'll be a racist to boot.
You've got a lot of folk who'd like to see abortion outlawed. And this is not going to be the case that gives them an excuse.
Prosecution has offered you a plea bargain, Dr. Gosnell.
And I would have to admit I was guilty. I'm not guilty.
When you get to the courthouse, you are going to be swarmed by reporters.
You ready for this, counsel?
Where is everybody?
When was the last time your division inspected Dr. Gosnell's clinic?
We had instructions directly from Governor Ridge's office not to inspect.
Wouldn't testify in that case about anything. Doubt you'll find a doctor who will.
And you look at the facts, you will see what I see.
An overly zealous Catholic investigator.
Is that what you want to make this about?
Nothing that man did that protects women or children. And you don't have to be a pro-life activist to see that.
Kermit Gosnell is perhaps the most prolific serial killer in American history.
You better win.
All right, you can find out more information about that. Go to gosnellmovie.com. And again, it's going to be opening at 750 movie theaters nationwide this Friday. It's an amazing story, and we're talking to fellow McAleer, one of the co-authors of a book about this case. Amazing what happened. And as we saw with that, because this focuses on the trial, this is a case, as you pointed out in the trailer, a case that nobody would touch. I mean, who wants to go after abortion rights, right? This guy's got a right to kill whoever he wants with immunity, and they have a right to cover this up, say NPR and Facebook and others who have covered this up. Tell us, before we get into the actual case here, Phelim, tell us a little bit about what happened here in Austin at a screening that you had arranged here in Austin.
Yeah, we were going to show the film at the Hyatt Hotel in Austin. It was going to be the same night, a different part of the hotel, but the same night as a Planned Parenthood gala ball, $400 a ticket. Cecile Richards was going to be the speaker. But we were going to show an alternative at a different part of the hotel. But, you know, they were going to be aware that Gosnell was screening at the same time. And the Hyatt Hotel just took the easy way out. You know, once Planned Parenthood used their muscle The Hyatt took the easy way out and canceled the screening.
Wow. Wow. And then eventually you got them to give you some compensation. Tell us a little bit about that.
Not often a company will send you a check unasked for, but somewhere in the contract, in the obscure part of the contract, there was a clause saying, if anyone breaks this contract, there's compensation due. So they unasked for, they sent us $1,000, a check for $1,000, a lot of money, and it's like, so it's basically Planned Parenthood blood money that I don't want, actually. That's the reality. So I've offered it to any Hyatt hotel employee who wants to go see the film. We'll pay for the tickets.
That's what it was reported on Christian Post, that you're going to use their blood money, this $1,000, because they broke the contract. You're going to pay the ticket for any Hyatt hotel employee who wants to go see the movie. You'll pay for their ticket at $1,000. That's great. Let's get a little bit into, we got a couple minutes left in this before we got to go to break. Tell us a little bit about this case and what is so amazing about it that you can kind of introduce the concept to the audience.
Sorry, what was that again?
Tell us a little bit about what actually happened with Gosnell here. Something that really...
Well, Gosnell, it's an amazing story. As a journalist, I was just amazed by the story. I mean, a Republican governor got into Pennsylvania. The round all started with a Republican governor. So up until then, there was a law where you had to inspect an abortion clinic every year. You had to walk in and inspect it. And, a pro-choice, so-called pro-choice Republican governor got into power in Pennsylvania, Tom Ridge. You may remember his name, Tom Ridge. And he decided that the law didn't say that. The law actually said you don't have to inspect abortion clinics. So they didn't inspect them. And Gosnell started killing patients. He started killing babies born alive. He started on a killing spree. And he may even have been at it before that. And, it's thought he killed hundreds, perhaps thousands. Certainly, he was charged with 7. The grand jury wanted to charge him with at least 100. They wanted to charge him with at least 100 murders, but the Philadelphia PD wouldn't let them do that because they didn't want to spike their homicide statistics, and show that violent crime was reducing. So,
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing for them. That's the New York City Police Department will do all kinds of things to keep people from reporting serious crimes because they don't want to look bad on the FBI statistics while they go out and shake people down for minor things so they can get the fines. But, yeah, they didn't want to have that done, so they played those kinds of games. And one of the things that happened there was a lady, a 41-year-old lady, who was a refugee, a Bhutanese refugee. So here you have a migrant refugee. A woman, a minority, and it checks all the boxes, and yet they didn't care. They were going to cover that up as well. Tell us about that murder.
Oh yeah, I mean she's a classic, victim for the media complex. She's the refugee. She's a woman. She's having an abortion. Philadelphia was a sanctuary city. But I tell you, there was no sanctuary for this woman in Gosnell's clinic. She died on an operating table, and the police didn't even make a report about her death. Didn't even take note of it.
Wow, that's the amazing thing. All right, we got to take a quick break. Can you stay with us one more segment, Felon?
Totally.
All right, great. All right, we'll be right back with Felon Michael Lee.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, we want more money, and this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now, we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Phelim McAleer. He is the investigative journalist, author, co-author of a book about Kermit Gosnell and his crimes. This guy truly is a murderer, folks. He is an abortionist. He is a murderer. He is serving 3 life sentences for murder. We're going to talk about those crimes in just a moment, but you're not allowed to call him a murderer. NPR won't let them take out ads because they refuse to let them call him an abortionist, an abortion doctor. Anything about murder cannot be in there, and yet he's been convicted of murder. This is not just an accusation. The guy was given due process, and this movie is about the trial of Gosnell. It's called Gosnell, the Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. And I think one of the most amazing things, if you look at the trailer for the movie, and you can go to gosnellmovie.com, see the trailer. If you see the trailer for the movie, as we showed earlier in the last segment, you see the political pressure not to go anywhere around this, not to look too closely. And, of course, there's a lot of political pressure being applied still in terms of talking about this. Facebook won't let their ads be run on Facebook. They refuse to let them buy ads on Facebook. They said this is political. Yes, it is political. It's political on their side. We're talking about the murder of innocent children, the murder of a woman. They always want to talk about women's health. And it was a woman that was murdered there as well. Phelim McAleer said, Facebook is censoring this story, destroying our attempts to get the news about this film out to the public. They're essentially silencing these children and women. that Gosnell murdered. This is content that journalists should be covering, but Facebook is putting their thumb on the scale because they don't like the content. Audience want to see this content, and we're willing to pay for the advertising, but again, they're demonstrating their bias against a true crime story. As independent filmmakers, we have a limited budget, and Facebook was our mainstay of our outreach efforts. So joining us now again is Phelim McAleer. We've got him for one more segment. Phelim, one of the things that you were talking about in terms of the politics, you mentioned the fact that there used to be a law in Philadelphia where they would do annual inspections of abortion clinics. That was stopped when Tom Ridge, a Republican, became governor. He shut down the inspections, and that was the environment under which Phelim McAleer thrived with these crimes. And I'll just point out to people that Tom Ridge was George W. Bush's choice for the aftermath of 9/11. He was his assistant for Homeland Security, and he became the first director of Homeland Security. So put that in the proper context for all of you connecting the dots. But let's talk a little bit about these crimes that were committed. We talked a little bit about the 41-year-old lady who died, a migrant refugee, a woman of color, and yet they weren't interested in talking about that victim. Talk about some of the children and what was happening to the babies. Why was an abortionist convicted for killing babies? Because isn't that what they are hired to do?
Yeah, it's funny. And that was one of the problems the prosecution had with their case, actually, was that it was really difficult for them to distinguish what a legal abortion was and what Gosnell was doing, that it was awfully difficult, awfully different. So we don't go into this too much detail, gory detail in the film. The film is PG-13. But he would arrange for the babies to be born alive. They were late term. And then he would stab them to death with a pair of scissors. That's what he would do. And he did that tens of times a night, often. So he did hundreds, perhaps thousands. Wow. So he, that was his modus operandi. If any health inspector had walked into that building, they would have seen this, but they didn't. They didn't care. And, the reality was this was a sacred space. This was a safe space. You could do what you wanted there, and it didn't matter if you were... He killed another woman, Tamika Shaw. She was a black woman, but no, abortion trumps black rights. Abortion also trumps refugee rights. Abortion trumps women's rights. You can kill women and children. You can kill refugees. You can kill black people, as long as you do it in an abortion clinic, it seems.
And, of course, that's a big part of Planned Parenthood's history. Margaret Sanger was talking about getting rid of black people. Black genocide is really what it is, a core part of all of this. And yet Kermit Gosnell played the race card to defend himself. He says, you're not going to come after me. I'm a black man. I'm a black doctor, right?
Yeah, working in a minority area, mm-hmm. he called it a prosecutorial lynching by people who were racist. In fact, then it emerged during the trial that he had nice rooms for white women, and the black women got the crappy rooms.
Really?
Wow. And he was black himself, by the way.
He tried to use that as a get out of jail free card. Yeah.
But if there was any racism here, it was actually the racism of low expectations. A minority clinic, we won't go there because they don't demand high standards. They don't like high standards. They don't need high standards. So this kind of reverse racism, actually. But the biggest racist of all was Gosnell, who had nice sheets and nice beds for white women, and dirty, disgusting rooms for black women. And when questioned about it, he said that's just the way of the world.
Wow. And of course, when some of this stuff came out, one of the responses was here in Texas, and they said, all right, you're concerned about women's health? So are we. So these abortion clinics where things can go wrong and where one individual died, this is one of the murders that he was convicted of, said, well, we're concerned about women's health, so we're going to not only inspect these facilities, but they have to have hallways and so forth that are large enough that we can get a gurney in there to get somebody out in case there's an emergency. Yeah. And they said, oh, no, you just want to stop abortions. Well, are you really concerned about women's health, or you just want to have your abortions? That showed that kind of hypocrisy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just a maneuver. Like the refugee who died in Gosnell's clinic, they could not get her out to a hospital for 45 minutes because they could not get a gurney through the narrow corridors and through the doorways of his clinic. So her getting to a hospital was delayed by 45 minutes. They had to go through a door that was locked, chained and padlocked. They had to get the bolt cutters to unlock the padlock. They had to go down a long way, but the gurney was a problem because they couldn't get the gurney through the narrow corridors.
And so when people see that here in Texas and they say, we don't want to have that happen. We don't want a woman that is in a serious medical emergency and they can't get her out of the building for 45 minutes because of the way the thing is set up. We're going to make sure that doesn't happen here. We get Wendy Davis, as we called her, Abortion Barbie, doing a grandstanding speech for a long period of time. And then turning that into a run, fortunately, a failed run for governor. Saying, well, that's just grandstanding. But it wasn't. It wasn't. She was the one who was grandstanding. It was a real factor in the death of this 41-year-old woman. Let's talk a little bit about the babies, the late-term of babies. One of them was 30 weeks old, and he joked about the fact that the baby was so big the baby could walk to the bus before he killed the baby.
Yeah, he said, this one's so big, she could walk. It could walk me to the bus stop. That was his line. And then he killed the baby, this live baby. This is the kind of man he was. This is what he was allowed to do. This is the, you know, the atmosphere he worked in where that was acceptable. And the film captures all this. As I say, it's not gory. It's not a horror show. We don't show this kind of thing. It's PG-13. You can bring your teenage children to it. And you know, this is really is something. I cannot tell you how often and how shocking, but not shocking it is that the mainstream media and the mainstream, Silicon Valley are trying to stop this film. They really don't like it. There seems to be something about abortion that really gets people's backs up, and they'll do anything to stop it.
That's right. And I think that's the genius of what you have done here by focusing on the trial, by dramatizing this. Again, it's not a documentary. It is a dramatization. It's got Dean Cain. It's got Earl Billings, who plays Kermit Gosnell. And you focus on the trial, which shows the political pressure, which shows the double standards of all of this, and puts it in the context of this murder trial. And so people get a chance to, you know, as you pointed out, it's PG-13. You don't focus on the gore. You focus on the mindless protection of these kinds of abusive practices that killed women and children.
Yeah. I suppose you'd call this a political courtroom drama, you know. And you know, it's like a Law and Order episode. You know, it's got that kind of drama in it and conflict. Let's remember that these are protected. You know, murderers can be protected if they work in an abortion clinic. People who kill women can be protected if they work in an abortion clinic. It's a funny kind of hypocrisy. It's a funny kind of strange values. But I think people, you know, there's three other abortion movies in the offing, all pro-abortion. Sandra Bullock is going to play Wendy Davis in a movie, and people need to send a message that this is not acceptable.
We're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, Phelim McAleer. And again, you can find the trailer at gosnellmovie.com, and you can find the movie in 750 screens this Friday, October the 12th. Make sure you see this and take somebody. It's very important. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking to Phelim McAleer about the Gosnell movie. You can find it at gosnellmovie.com. And, of course, one of the people starring in this dramatization about the trial of Kermit Gosnell. As the subtitle to the movie, it's called Gosnell, America's Biggest Serial Killer, or The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. One of the actors who is in this dramatization of that, and again, it's PG-13. It's really more of a political courtroom drama that covers the way that the left and the establishment cover up for these crimes. Because it's okay to kill people. It's okay to murder children. It's okay to murder women if you are an abortionist. Just don't call him an abortionist. The NPR says, we're not going to run your ads unless you call him a Philadelphia doctor. Stalin McAleer said, he's not a podiatrist, he's not a proctologist, he's an abortionist. The closest we're going to go is abortion doctor. And then NPR, not an entirely not a private organization, but a taxpayer-funded organization, says, well, then we choose not to run your ads. And, of course, they're being shut down by Facebook. They were opposed by Kickstarter. They wouldn't let them fundraise there. They fundraised elsewhere, and they crowdfunded this courtroom drama about the truth of what happened there and why Kermit Gosnell is serving 3 life sentences. But one of the actors there who is in the news for other issues, you know, they will come after you, as we've seen, of course, with Roseanne. They will come after you. Tim Allen, if you, no matter how popular you are, no matter how good you are, they will come after you and try to destroy you if they don't agree with your politics. If they agree with your politics, then they will cover up for you even if you murder women and children. I mean, that's how deranged the left is. And when you look at the deranged left, there's probably nobody more deranged than Tom Arnold. And so Tom Arnold gets into a heated exchange with Dean Cain, calling him a racist. This is backstage at Larry King's studio on Tuesday. Here is the clip of what happened last night as somebody captured it.
When you say, no, I'm going to go here with these people, they're taking advantage of you. And that, to me, show me the exact quote. Show me, and I'll say this. No, show it to me right now. Show me exactly.
Tell you what you said?
Yeah, show me exactly, and I'll just tell you right
now. I have to pull it up. I don't have it.
Show me.
I saw it. Keep it ready, but you call, you at the end, show me it. Show me it. And I'm racist.
Show me what it said. Show me what it said. We'll discuss it. Show me. Show me what was said.
Again, he is a racist by definition because Tom Arnold doesn't agree with his politics. He hates him because he has spoken at the Value Voters Conference, so he calls him a Trump-loving fake Christian coward. And that makes Dean Cain an anti-LGBTQ and a racist and complicit. That's what he tweeted out. That's what Tom Arnold tweeted out. And then he got in his face there. And Cain tweeted in response, Tom, you are cowardly, slanderous weasel. Pretty much sums it up. Yeah, I agree with that. So anyway, he's after him simply because he spoke at the Value Voters Summit, which is hosted by the Family Research Council. Now, when we call people hateful Nazis and racists and so forth and make false accusations about it, remember that it was the Family Research Council that is sponsoring this Value Voters Summit that had a guy who read all these false charges that in that particular case were put out by the Southern Poverty Law Center that was going to shoot people at the Family Research Council, going to murder people based on false accusations, hateful false accusations by deranged people like Tom Arnold. That kind of stuff can get people killed. As a matter of fact, Ron Paul has said, I expect people to get assassinated because of this campaign of vilification and racist, misogynist labels that are being thrown around recklessly in Washington, D.C. And that's another example of it. Tom Arnold throwing around those kind of reckless, baseless charges at Dean Cain. Why? Because he does things that expose the murder of abortion, like this movie, and even speaks at a Value Voters conference. Therefore, he must be racist.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and Globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at what happens in the wake of Nikki Haley resigning as ambassador to the UN. Of course, that was the news that broke yesterday during the program. Mainstream media has had time to digest this. There's speculation about who might replace her. The sad thing is that we're going to replace her. We don't need an ambassador to the UN because we don't need to be in the UN. And, of course, she was a very dangerous neocon. I'll give you some of the reactions here. One that I was kind of surprised because usually I'm in more agreement with a new American. It was a very favorable review of her tenure at the United Nations in the New American. Said Haley had given no hint as to what was next in her life, although she did stress that she would not be running for president in 2020. Pointed out that Trump had nothing but praise for Haley, saying she did an incredible job, a fantastic person. He also opened the door for a possible return to the administration in the future. And then they started going down with what they saw as her accomplishments. She was crucial to the decision to withdraw from the body's completely worthless Human Rights Council. I agree with New American on that. She called it a cesspool of political bias. They talked about the UN vote to condemn the United States for its formal recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And she basically said we're exercising our right as a sovereign nation to put our embassy wherever we wish. I agree with that. Again, that is pushing it back against the United Nations as an institution, which I don't believe that we need to be a part of. We certainly don't need to support it. She talked about how they might see that push against the United States and that we would push back in terms of not giving them funding. And they are hurting for funding. And I'm glad to see that. I'm glad to see that the Trump administration, for whatever reason, is withholding money from the UN. And they finish up by saying that President Trump can find a new ambassador, and they said, hopefully as tough as Haley. Well, I have some issues with Nikki Haley, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. They said, or better yet, take this time to withdraw from the worthless UN once and for all. And I think that is the appropriate response. Folks, we have to understand liberal and conservative. that the UN has been at the basis of many of the things that plague us now and will plague us in the future. The United Nations has pushed global arms control, the UN Small Arms Trade Treaty, which was, by the way, the basis of why we had all these false flag operations of walking guns across the border. They call it the gun walking program. One of them, Fast and Furious, blew up in their face when a government officer was killed as part of their false flag operations. But they wanted to create a basis for the United States joining this UN arms trade treaty that would stop the flow of small arms. Now, how are you going to stop that? Well, you have to register and identify all of the firearms within a country to make sure that you can backtrack it to find out where this came from. That was the reason that they set up that false flag operation. Even the New York Times pointed out that it was a false flag operation. And it was part of what they were trying to do with the UN arms trade treaty. And of course, the UN is also behind the war on drugs, which a lot of conservatives don't seem to understand. The UN created the four schedules for prohibited drugs. They put marijuana in as a Schedule 1, which is a lie, because to be a Schedule 1 drug, according to their own definition, you can't have any medical use. Well, we know that marijuana has a lot of medical uses. It's probably going to be, once it's legalized, it's probably going to be one of the biggest medical breakthroughs of the 21st century, is the various uses that we're going to have for cannabis-type products, CBD oil and other things. And yet they put it in as a class one drug. As you had states start to push back against the war on drugs, and that was in 1961 that they created the four schedules. It was 1971, 10 years later, that Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs and used the UN's agenda. And as states began to push back on it, mostly from the left, they started saying it was the UN that was pushing back very hard and saying, you can't do that. That can't be allowed, demanding that it couldn't be allowed. Well, the federal government didn't do anything about it because it was never legal for us to have a war on drugs in the United States. So it was an obvious violation of our Constitution. Our Ninth and Tenth Amendment make it very clear they don't have the power to do that. And about 100 years ago, when they prohibited alcohol, they passed a constitutional amendment, the 18th Amendment, to give them that power, because they didn't have it under the Constitution without the 18th Amendment. Which means that they don't have the constitutional authority to prohibit anything, including marijuana, without passing a constitutional amendment. That's why the federal government didn't push back against these state efforts to nullify it. But the UN was wanting to push that ahead because the war on drugs has always been a UN agenda. So you got the UN agenda for gun control that the right doesn't like. You've got the UN agenda for the drug war, which the left doesn't like. And then you've got the UN agenda for 2030, smart cities. It just keeps coming from the UN. Why do we even have an ambassador to the UN? Why are we continuing with this nonsense? Don't give them any money. Don't give them an ambassador. But then it gets worse. When we look at Nikki Haley, this warmonger, who people love because she said, we'll put our embassy wherever we want to put our embassy. But people loved her for talking tough to the UN because we hate the UN. And yet she had some really bad things as well. If you think that she is about American sovereignty, just consider this. She has just come out saying that Jared Kushner was the hidden genius because he revamped NAFTA. Well, I talked to Alex Newman of the New American. Again, I don't agree with their take on Nikki Haley. I do agree with their take on NAFTA 2.0. That it really isn't anything other than a rebranding, because it is still a multilateral trade agreement. And as President Trump has pointed out over and over again, we want to have free trade, but we want to do it on a bilateral basis, not a multilateral basis. So why did this multilateral agreement have to be preserved? Well, it was the genius of Jared Kushner that preserved that. And of course, Justin Trudeau, shows my age there. I'm so used to saying Pierre Trudeau. That's how far I'll go back in politics. Justin Trudeau threw one thing on the other on the bargaining table to make sure that he preserved the trilateral nature of this and preserved the arbitration court and the power structures of the NAFTA trade treaty. the North American Trade Treaty. So you can call it the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, but it is still NAFTA. It still has all the sovereignty-destroying aspects of NAFTA in it, regardless of what the details about, you know, cars or milk or anything else or copyright violation. Of course, the copyright stuff and the big pharmaceutical patents and everything, that's a big payoff to the big corporations. Sure that Jared Kushner knew something about that. But all of those things that were put in there were in America's interest. But we sold ourselves out, or Jared Kushner sold us out for 30 pieces of silver because we've kept in the sovereignty-destroying stuff there. So when you see Nikki Haley patting herself and Jared Kushner on the back for NAFTA 2.0, just remember that, conservatives. She is not pushing them back against globalism. And then we have this from Daniel McAdams, who works with the Ron Paul Institute. He hit it on the head. And he said, I wrote this just over a year ago about Nikki Haley. I'm glad to see it come to pass, but I'm still worried about her replacement. And what he said a year ago was, is Nikki Haley pro-ISIS? Or is she pro-Al-Qaeda? Is she evil or just stupid? You decide. But if she's not removed from office soon, she'll be leading perhaps a million people to their graves. This gets to the essence of what I dislike about Nikki Haley. She is a warmongering neocon. She will use false flags and lie about false flags to try to get us into wars. That is exactly what Daniel McAdams was saying. He nailed it on the head. And she doesn't care about our sovereignty as much as she got in the face of the people at the UN. That was all grandstanding and just her nasty personality. This woman is a neocon Valkyrie, pushing war, pushing lies, pushing false flags. We'll be right back.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at the aftermath of Nikki Haley and who may replace her. Again, as I said talking about the tweet that was put out by Daniel McAdams, he says, is Nikki Haley pro-ISIS? Is she pro-Al-Qaeda? Why would he say that? Well, because she has pushed to get the United States into Syria, demanding that the United States get into Syria for regime change, and to do it working with ISIS. She wants to be ISIS's Air Force, Al-Qaeda's Air Force. That is a policy that they've advocated. Just as Assad is about to shut down Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they have to come in with a false flag gas attack, both in Syria as well as in the UK with the Skripal poisoning, and use that as a pretense to come to the rescue of ISIS as they're about to be kicked out of that country, because it's not important to shut them down. What is important is to have their regime change that had been planned for a long time. Remember, we had this exposed that was the agenda. They had the list of people that they were going to go down. Wesley Clark talked about, hey, I've got a list of the different countries that they're going to overthrow. And it was one of the countries that had to be overthrown. So it doesn't matter if we put ISIS in charge. We just got to overthrow that country. And then we'll figure out what to do afterwards. Well, it didn't work out too well in Libya. And as Daniel McAdams pointed out, is she evil or just stupid? You decide. But if she's not removed from office soon, she'll be leading perhaps a million people to their graves. You look at all the suffering in Aleppo. Look at how that was making the front page. And they were using that. The mainstream media was using that as another example of why we had to get involved in Syria and to shut that. Well, all that stopped when ISIS was thrown out. The things that were happening at the Black Stadium, the city under their control, as they were bringing people in on a regular basis to be mutilated and executed publicly. All of that ended. And the suffering in Aleppo ended. This last spring, they had Easter for the first time since we began the civil war in Syria to overthrow Assad using ISIS. They've had the first celebration after Assad took it back. I'm not saying he's a good guy, but he's allowed a multicultural tolerance that we haven't seen and are never going to see from our allies, our John McCain, Nikki Haley allies of ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And as anti-war puts it, her hawkish, bellicose tone had a lot of Western media outlets spinning her as a voice of reason. But no. Remember, it wasn't that long ago, as she was pushing for sanctions. And fortunately, somebody at the White House in the Trump administration had the sanity to push back against Nikki Haley. And she was saying, oh, we're going to have sanctions. She announced a round of sanctions against Russia over Syria. The sanctions were not imposed. And officials suggested that she'd gotten confused. They tried to give her an easy out. And she starts criticizing all of them. And some of them personally And she comes back with, all due respect, I don't get confused. Now, that kind of arrogance is welcome when she's talking to the UN, but not when she's talking to President Trump or to other people in the administration who are not as bellicose and as murderous as Nikki Haley. It showed her for what she was. And as I said before, I believe, and I still do, I believe that she is the anonymous writer of that Trump hate piece in the New York Times. Maybe that's what's behind this. I don't know. Nevertheless, let's take a quick review of this false flag that Nikki Haley pushed so hard with Theresa May so that we could have many more people die in more places like Aleppo. This is a story from Zero Hedge last week. The incredible case of the Skripal Patsy's visas. And remember, it was about 6 months before they turned up the suspects. But they immediately, before they were going to do an investigation, they immediately, Nikki Haley and Theresa May, were saying, we've got to bomb them, we've got to shoot missiles, we've got to send troops into Syria. And they hadn't had an investigation. The Metropolitan Police Department said, it's going to take us, we've got hundreds of people on this, but it's going to take us months to figure out who poisoned the Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter on the park bench. And immediately, anybody who knew anything about nerve gas said, well, it's not nerve gas, is it? Because as Vladimir Putin scoffed, he said, well, they'd be dead if it's nerve gas, right? They would be dead. And so were the people who were treating them. The doctor who treated them on the park bench said they exhibited opioid-like symptoms. The doctor treated them for, was 20 or 30 minutes, worked on them personally by hand. And nothing happened to that doctor. Nobody else got sick. They would have all died. They would have all died if it had been Novichok. It is 8 times more toxic than our nerve gas. And yet they make a big show. They have people showing up in hazmat suits and everything after they'd worked on them for a half hour, taking them to a hospital. Nobody at the hospital died with that either. They made a big show of completely destroying the house that they lived in, tearing it down after nobody got sick there either. And we did have a police detective get sick there. They don't know what happened to him. They did find, when they finally sent this months later, they sent a sample to the Swiss lab, which is one of only a handful internationally that are allowed to work with the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. And they did their analysis and they said, well, we found BZ present in that. That's a class 2 chemical weapon, which means that it has industrial uses. It is also inconveniently something that is not used by Russians. It's used in industrial purposes in the West. It gives people opioid-like symptoms, as the doctor said they exhibited. And it isn't as fatal as nerve gas. And then the Swiss lab said, oh, and we also found a pristine, undegraded, they emphasized it, a virgin, undegraded sample of Novichok there. Now, why would that be interesting? Because after months, it would have degraded if they had found it, if it had been part of the poisoning. I think it was put in at the last minute by the British before they sent that sample out. But they didn't do any investigation. Nikki Haley didn't want any due process. You know, just like with Kavanaugh, everybody's talking about due process. Well, there wasn't going to be any due process before we had a war. There wasn't going to be an investigation before we had a war. And now that they've investigated, and remember, we showed the picture of how they had the two Russians at the airport, and there's nobody around them within 30 feet of each direction, and they've got exactly the same timestamp on the picture that they had of both of them. So they both arrived at exactly the same time, down to the second. I mean, it's like time traveling or something. But now there's something else about the visas and the lack of fingerprints. As they point out in this article by craigmurray.org.uk, the Metropolitan Police made one statement in the Skripal case, which is plainly untrue. They claim not to know what kind of visa these two guys are traveling with. Well, the border force could tell them in 30 seconds flat, because to get a UK visa, they would have had to attend the UK Visa Application Center in Moscow. Not only would they have had their photographs taken, but their fingerprints would have been taken. And if in the last few years, they would have also had their irises scanned. One thing can be certain. Their fingerprints are not on the perfume bottle or the packaging that was found at the home of the woman who later died from a poisoning that she picked up. Because no charges have been brought against the two in the relation to her. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back talking more about Nikki Haley's lies.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to talk about what happens after Nikki Haley. And I'm going to let Max Boot explain this to you. Max Boot, the never Trumper. First, I'm going to play for you a clip from Monday. So Monday, he was on Morning Joe on MSNBC. And he's urging everybody to vote a straight Democrat ticket in November. He says, well, I'm a lifelong Republican, but we got to burn down the Republican. I'm paraphrasing him here. I'll let you hear what he has to say. But basically, he wants you to burn down the GOP so we can save the GOP as an institution for whatever reason. I don't know why we'd want to save the GOP if it's going to embrace the globalist agenda. But we got to burn it down right now so that we can save it from President Trump's America First agenda. Max Boot, folks, is a dyed-in-the-wool globalist. And first I'll let you hear this, and then I'll let you hear who he says should be the replacement for Nikki Haley, which unfortunately is the person that President Trump has tipped, the only name that he's mentioned as a replacement for Nikki Haley. But first, here's Max Boot on Monday's Morning Joe.
I fear that the redefinition that's going on now, if it's ever going to be undone, is going to take many, many years. I think it is imperative that the Republican Party walk away from this as quickly as possible, but I don't think there's any chance they will do that as long as they see that being Trumpified is a winning electoral strategy. I mean, if they are reinforced in the direction they're taking at the ballot box, we're going to see more of that. They're going to double down on white nationalism. They're going to double down on racism, xenophobia, undermining the rule of law. All of these horrible trends you see under Trump, they will be solidified as a core part of the Republican identity. That's why I think it is essential that the Republicans pay a price at the ballot box for what they are doing. That's why I'm urging, as somebody who is a lifelong Republican, never voted for a Democrat before I voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Having said all that, I am urging everybody to vote straight ticket Democratic in November, because I think it is imperative to get some checks and balances. The Republican Party has shown that they will not stop Donald Trump's abuses of power and that they will continue remolding themselves in Donald Trump's image unless they understand there is a price to be paid at the ballot box. And I think essentially the Republican Party, as currently constituted, needs to be razed to the ground. It needs to be destroyed. It needs to be burned. And then maybe, out of the ashes, we can build up a more reasonable and responsible center-right party, which is something this country desperately needs.
There you go. Republican in name only is what we used to call them. Neocons is what we called them. These are the people who basically have taken over the Republican Party. He speaks for them. Taken over the Republican Party and made it just a version of the Democrat Party that is painted a slight shade of red, as they like to use those colors. And again, I hate using that red and green, red and blue stuff, because the Democrats are the ones who should be red. They've always been red. They've always been communist and socialist, and they still are. They're proudly embracing socialism. So why don't you embrace the color of socialism? It's red. Nevertheless, this is a guy who, whatever team colors you want to put on it, it is the phony opposition. There's no more difference between the Republicans like Max Boot and Democrats like Hillary Clinton that he voted for, that he supported. Still a never-Trumper, still making the rounds of MSNBC and CNN and so forth, saying that we've got to burn down the Republican Party, he said, as currently constituted, needs to be razed to the ground, needs to be destroyed, needs to be burned. Then maybe out of the ashes, we can build a more reasonable, responsible center-right party. Well, look, the Republicans and Democrats under the Bushes and the Boots and the Hillary Clintons and the Bill Clintons and so forth has been no more different than the Miami Dolphins and the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, they're just two teams playing for the same league, and they've got the same people owning the entire league. That's all it is. It's just a phony exhibition for us. And there is no difference between them. Now, this guy has a pick. And the scary thing, a pick to replace Nikki Haley as a UN ambassador. And the scary thing is that this guy wants the same person that Donald Trump has now mentioned. And as he says, I don't know if it's on this clip or not, he says, this will be an interesting test as to where power lies in the Trump administration. The office of UN ambassador is really just kind of a bully pulpit. And, of course, we had Nikki Haley with a bullhorn out in front of the Venezuelan embassy a week or so ago, yelling and screaming at him. And that's really the position of the UN ambassador. As I said before, we shouldn't even be in the United Nations. And, again, it is a union. And I'm afraid that it's going to go down the same path that we've seen the federal government. You know, the federal government was created by independent sovereign states. And then at one point in time, it usurped its authority and took over those states and took away their power. And I'm afraid the UN is going to do that. The UN has had multiple attempts to do it, from the war on drugs to the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability, which is behind the smart cities, to universal gun control. It's a very dangerous organization. And one day, if we don't kill this thing, and we could kill it by getting out of it, it's going to take over our sovereignty as well. But this really is going to be a test of where power lies in the Trump administration. Here's Max Boot in praise of Dina Powell.
I do want to get your take on who you think would be a good fit to replace her now. That is clearly a huge question. The president says in the next 2 to 3 weeks, he'll be announcing who that is. A source with knowledge tells me a contender, and of course there are so many names that will be thrown out and people pushing many causes, but one of the contenders is Dina Powell, the former deputy national security advisor, a close ally, became well-liked within the administration before she left. Do you think she would fit the bill?
I think somebody like Dina Powell would be a great choice because, again, she is seen as a more moderate mainstream conservative. But I suspect there will be a battle within the administration over this.
A mainstream conservative. Now, he goes on to say there'll be a battle in the administration over it. He said, I suspect there'll be a battle in the administration over this because John Bolton is the national security advisor. He says he is a former acting UN ambassador, and my speculation will be that he would be perhaps part of the reason why Nikki Haley is leaving, because her role has been squeezed down. He said in her first year of office, Rex Tillerson was there, but he was basically invisible. So she was able to grab the spotlight, which she loves so dearly. He also had a national security advisor in H.R. McMaster. And remember that. We're going to talk about that just in a moment here, who gave her running room. But now we have Bolton and Pompeo, who are much higher profile, much harder bureaucratic fighters. Bolton in particular, I think, is exercising his will in terms of U.S. policy towards the U.N. He's on a jihad against the International Criminal Court. Now, you're allowed to use the term jihad, but remember that as soon as McMaster took the place of Flynn, it was very important for the establishment to remove Flynn, to do anything to get Flynn out, and they engineered that to get him out. That was a crime, what they did to Flynn, but they would do anything to get him out because they wanted people like McMaster and Dina Powell in. Dina Habib Powell is her full name. Her connections to the Muslims and so forth, that some people called her, they've said she is McMaster's Huma Abedin. And remember, it was McMaster who, as soon as he got in, said, we are not going to use the term radical Islamic terrorist anymore. We're not going to talk about jihad. This is the guy who is covering up for them. And so now you've got never-Trumper Max Boot out there saying that it's Bolton who is on a jihad against the International Criminal Court. We won't talk about that. But you can't use that when you're talking about real jihadists. You can't call them real jihadists. You can't call them radical Islamicists either. Not even that term. Just call them terrorists. Just call them Muslim terrorists. Oh, wow, that would really get me in hot water with the hate speech police, wouldn't it? Nevertheless, he goes on. This is what Max Boot says. He says, Bolton loathes the UN. I suspect he'll want to put somebody in that office who will mirror his hardline unilateralism, his anti, and they put it in here, his nationalist views, but I think he meant to say globalist views. Bolton is not anti-nationalist, he's anti-globalist. It is Max Boot who is the anti-nationalist. He said, Dina Powell would be somebody more on the Nikki Haley lines. Yeah, exactly, she sure would. And he said, this will be an interesting test of where power lies in the Trump administration. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we
believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
Welcome back. I want to finish up with the replacement of Nikki Haley. And, of course, President Trump has mentioned the name Dina Powell. He said he's got 5 names in mind to replace Nikki Haley. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One, Daily Caller says he identified only one person on the list, Dina Powell. And he said, Dina would love it, said Trump. Now, earlier in the day, other names floated. We heard somebody say Ivanka Trump. Of course, she would not be eligible because of the nepotism rule. And also another name that was floated out there was Richard Grenell. President Trump said that Grenell, who is currently the ambassador to Germany, said he's doing a great job as a German ambassador, and I wouldn't want to move him. I would personally rather keep Rick where he is. So still, we don't see anybody on the list, even though President Trump has said he's got five names in mind, other than Dina Powell. And Dina Habib Powell, that's her full name, is somebody that Max Boot, the never Trumper, said it'd be great. Oh, she'd be great. And it's going to be test, as Max Boot said, this globalist who hates President Trump, who says we've got to burn down the Republican Party in this next election so we can reconstruct it. And reconstruct it back to the way that it was when the Bushes ruled. And you couldn't tell the Republican Party under the Bushes from the Democrat Party under the Clintons. That's what we need to get back to, he says. We need to get back to that globalist agenda, open borders, managed trade, trade managed by globalist organizations and so forth. Got to get back to that. Dina Powell can help us. And yes, she can. Because I said before, this is a woman who has connections to Goldman Sachs. She is a Republican Islamicist, just like H.R. McMaster. She was actually called by many people who I think the best way that you can think of her is as McMaster's Huma Abedin. She's somebody who has a lot of connections pushing the Muslim Brotherhood. That's why people said that, because, you know, Huma Abedin's mother was one of the founders of the Muslim Brotherhood. But again, the Dina Habib Powell, the name being floated out there as a replacement for UN ambassador for Nikki Haley, is close friends with Valerie Jarrett. And if we go back and look at the fight that has been taking place in the Trump administration from the very beginning, it was very important for them to get General Flynn out immediately. Never seen anything like this before. Never seen anybody with that short a tenure, and never seen anybody with such false charges against them. Destroying his life to get him out very, very quickly and replace him with H.R. McMaster, who said, we will not use the terms radical Islamic terrorist anymore. We just won't. That will not be said in my presence. Can't have that there. And also eventually pushing out with Dina Powell, pushing out K.T. McFarland, who was very clear about what these radical Islamicists were about. Katie McFarland had said global Islamic jihad is at war with all of Western civilization. Somebody like that had to be kicked out. And they had to have a Goldman Sachs globalist like Dina Habib Powell, who had been a gatekeeper in the Bush administration, come in with H.R. McMaster. This truly will be a test of who is in control in the Trump administration and where they're going to go. So we're going to be watching this very closely. And you need to know who these people are. You need to know what their philosophies are. You need to know what they have done in the past. You know, just as I was talking to Phelim McAleer about the Gosnell movie, where did all of that begin? Well, it began with Tom Ridge, the guy who was a Republican governor. Oh, it's great. We got a Republican governor of Pennsylvania. So what does he do? He takes out the annual inspections of the abortion clinics, which allows somebody like Kermit Gosnell to murder and to collect baby parts and, you know, just indulge in his macabre fantasies. And then Tom Ridge becomes the first Homeland Security Secretary, working right after 9/11, hand in glove with George W. Bush. See, these connections matter. Dina Powell, McMaster, Tom Ridge, these people are policy. Personnel is policy. And this is going to be a test of whether or not Trump knows what's going on or whether he is being played, if he is complicit or a fool to appoint people like this into these positions. It is very important what happens, and we need to get out of the UN. Now, we're going to talk about the war of the wall. The wall is finally the Republicans are now saying, well, this time we're going to build the wall, and we really mean it. We'll see about that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the biggest sale we've ever had. As Alex has said, it's kind of like Christmas and Black Friday and Cyber Monday all rolled into one. It's unprecedented. We've never had 50% off of all InfoWars Life products before with free shipping. We've got BrainForce Plus, 50% off with free shipping. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 50% off with free shipping. We have Super Male Vitality, the real red pill, 50% off for free shipping. We have Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste. Of course, it has iodine in it as well as nano silver, which fights bacteria and viruses. You can get that 50% off for free shipping. Silver Bullet, 50% off for free shipping. Knockout, 50% off for free shipping. I could go down the list, but it is all InfoWars Life products, 50% off with free shipping. Never had a sale like this before. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. We really need and appreciate your support. All right, let's take a look at what's going on with the wall. The Kavanaugh hearings have turned things around for the Senate. It looks like at least three races have been flipped around because of the conduct of the Democrats in the Senate. The House, on the other hand, still looks like there's a Democrat wave coming. So we've got House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who wants to be Speaker of the House. He is currently the number two in the Republican House leadership after Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan is going to be leaving at the end of this term before the next Congress comes in. And McCarthy wants to replace him as Speaker of the House, which means that they got to keep the majority there. So McCarthy is saying, we are going to get behind the border wall. Finally. Where have they been? Where have they been? It's been 2 years. They've been dragging their feet under Paul Ryan, who has always been open borders. Another one of these Republicans, name only, just like Max Boot, quite frankly. And now they're pretending they're going to do something about the wall. Well, let's hope that they do. We can all hope that something's going to be different with Kevin McCarthy in, but I don't think we're going to see anything different with Kevin McCarthy in. We need to keep the Republicans in power because the Democrats are even worse. However, I think they're going to need to have somebody different as Speaker of the House other than Kevin McCarthy. But they're going to make this their issue now because they know that this is what people have repeatedly voted for Republicans for. You know, we continually vote for Republicans to defund Planned Parenthood, but they don't do it. We continually vote for Republicans to do something about immigration, and they don't do it. You know, going back to 1986, oh, yeah, we're going to give amnesty to all the people who are here, but we're going to do something about securing the border. They never did anything about securing the border. They got the amnesty, but no border security. And that's the same thing they keep offering us over and over again. So now they're saying they're going to put out $23 billion to build a wall. Well, we'll see about that. Meanwhile, the cost of the border wall is less than the cost of illegal immigration, points out the New American. They said one out of every five babies born in the U.S. during 2014 was an immigrant, legal or illegal. The cost of paying for the nearly 300,000 children born to illegal immigrant women living in the United States was $2.4 billion in 2014 alone, which is $800 million more than the Senate has approved for the border wall this year. And if spent every year, could pay for the entire wall in 10 years. So just that cost, just the cost of paying for the children of illegal immigrants, is more than the cost of building the wall over a 10-year period. And that's not all, they said. The total bill for childbirth and early child care for illegal and legal immigrants combined is an astounding $5.3 billion per year. This would pay for the wall in less than 5 years. One of the deceptions used in the immigration debate is claiming that illegal aliens contribute more to our economy than they take out, especially the argument goes since they are not eligible to receive welfare benefits. But that is not true. Medicaid will pay for a delivery in almost all cases if the mother is uninsured. And quite frankly, one of the issues that kind of came up tangentially but wasn't talked about too much because it got swamped by the Feinstein false flag head fake was the situation of an illegal alien coming across the border and demanding that we pay for her abortion. And that was a court case that worked its way through the court where Kavanaugh was. So we look at all this, and that doesn't even, none of that even covers the cost of education. As I said before, your American dream of owning a home is being sacrificed to the dreamers who come here for a free education. And you have to pay for that free education. Breitbart points out that the cost over 3 years just to process these DACA applications was $316 million since 2015, just for the paperwork. And these people go ahead of the people who are legally applying for immigration. Thanks for joining us. That's our broadcast for today.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.